Jackson and Jennifer Lawrence's numbers stored in her phone. And yet, she calls us. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
So before we get to the movie Jungle Cruise, which I know Kurt's very excited about, yes, with the rock in it and stuff.
National treasure.
So, Gray, do you watch the Olympics?
Yeah, I admire them.
What sticks out to you so far this year? Anything you watched that caught your attention?
You know, I'm really focused on uniforms this year because finally female athletes are talking about how they need to be dressed similar to the male competitors. And so the thing that stuck out to me the most is that the volleyball players basically wear nothing.
Right.
Yeah, that is very true. What right. is it about volleyball you have to play naked?
I don't know.
I've never understood
and
that.
And that handball team, that they decided they wanted to wear like boy shorts instead of like the bikini bottoms, and yeah. they got fined, and Pink's paying their fine. The singer Pink is like, no, they should be allowed to wear what they want to wear to be comfortable.
Okay. Sure, yeah. All right.
It's so weird.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although I will say, when I see, you know, my daughters and other people wearing boxers as shorts, I think I could have been doing this all along.
I went through a phase where that was all I wore to high school, were like boxers.
I know.
No, Ken.
How did
no.
my mother let me out of that?
No. Oh, wait till Monday. It's going to be awesome. Okay.
Don't you threaten us.
All right, here's a clip now from Jungle Cruise.
Leave the monkeys. The monkeys are fine. Don't go up there.
How you doing, Pants?
I'm good.
You know, I was trying to tell you about the...
I know.
Come on.
That's the longest clip Kurt has ever provided for this segment ever.
Well, I had to capture the essence of National Treasure, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. Because it's him at his best. There's slapstick, he's witty, he's funny, his laugh that can just make any heart melt.
I get it. He likes long, romantic walks on the beach.
Me and him, we'll hold hands. We'll walk off together.
Right.
So in this movie, you get to see your beloved The Rock as Frank, who is the captain of a really crappy boat, okay? But, of course, when Emily Blunt and her brother come to the jungle in search of a very important flower off of a tree that has the power to change medicine as they know it, they can't really find anybody to take them where they need to go. So wouldn't you know that they happen to come across Frank and his boat, and they end up all beginning this very long journey together in which they're doing so many things that by the end of this movie, my head was absolutely spinning.
Awesome. I can't wait.
God damn, there are so many things going on in this movie, and it is 2 hours and 7 minutes.
All right.
And so you and your children are going to have a lot to watch because you think like, oh, this is like very Indiana Jones. Oh, this is very African Queen. Mm. Oh, there are also 1,800 other movies that this is ripping off.
By the way, Kurt, she's now given you about 3 things that are less than positive, and you respond with excellent every time.
The only thing I've heard that isn't positive is that you don't name The Rock Frank. Was Larry taken already? What the heck? The Rockies have a name of power.
It does feel very weird. So the movie has a lot of fun stuff in it. It even kind of mimics the Jungle Cruise ride that it's based on in certain ways. And so there's like supernatural stuff happening. The bad guy from the Point Break remake is in it. And you're like, oh, it's just so much. It's a lot. By the end, I was absolutely like, wait, what now? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Great.
Whoa, wow. So a lot packed in. Especially like this. So the movie takes place in 1916. Okay, so this is World War I stuff, and they make a huge point out of always calling Emily Blunt's character Pants. because she is an adventurer and she is wearing pants, and that is not something women did in 1916. And so they just really are just drilling it home. And I was like, maybe we could have had like 18 less references to pants to make this movie an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's fun. It's fun, but it is it's a little bit much.
Okay. Gray Drake joins us every week, talk about the movies, and you can always get your fix of Gray because she has her own YouTube channel. It's called The Gray Area. Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. Go check it out whenever you can and want to. All right, Gray, you have a great weekend. Thank you.
Missed part of Ken, Colleen, and Kurt because you were white-knuckling it down the narrow lanes of Grand and West Des Moines? Hear it again at star1025.com.
Every morning.